Welcome to the Liberated Latina Podcast, your space to be activated and elevated so you can become a sought-after coach online. I'm your host, Daisy Lopez, visibility coach helping amazing women of color coaches reclaim their voice and have a poppin' and profitable online presence. Visibility is so much deeper than just strategy and mindset alone. Here you'll get the concepts and tools that will amplify your message and catapult you as an irresistible choice in your niche. The time for women of color leadership is here. Ready? Of course you are. Let's dive into the episode. Welcome back, everybody, to the Liberated Latina Podcast. I'm so happy you're here. No, the title is not clickbait. It's not exaggerated. I am literally going to go into a specific memory and moment and how marketing helped me literally change my whole life. It helped me heal one of the biggest wounds that I was living my life from. So get cozy. We're going to go into a little story time, and then I'm going to kind of unpack the whole process of how that transformation happened. And I'm even going to let you know of a free gift that's coming very, very soon and how you can get access to that. So grab your coffee, grab your cup of tea. We're going to spend a little time together. And I wanted to share this because I know that I talk a lot about how marketing is a liberation tool and how marketing is actually a very powerful catalyst to healing ourselves and coming into liberation in ourselves, coming into our full expression. And then as we do that and we express it through marketing and growing our greater missions, how that actually liberates other people and how marketing is really this very powerful tool that has been misconstrued and manipulated to be something that is very manipulative and very it's used to shame people and belittle people, and that's actually not the real intent. But as with anything that's powerful, there is the shadow and there's also the light side to it. But I also know that as I share these things, I understand that there's a lot of resistance on the other side, and people have told me, no, you don't understand. I'm not good at it. If I never had to market, I'd be so happy. I wish I could just completely outsource everything and never have to market a day in my life. And I've always been very curious about that, because the same people that would tell me that would also say, but I'm so passionate about what I do. I love what I do. When I am in my element, when I'm in my coaching calls, when I'm doing my healing on clients, when I am outlining these strategies, when I am doing my thing, I feel so alive. I love it. I just wish I didn't have to talk about it, or I just wish I didn't have to market it. That's always been very interesting to me. And what I've come to find is that because marketing is such a powerful mirror, and it is quite confronting because it asks us to come into full integrity with who we are. And when we don't know what that is, or when we feel like we are disconnected from who we are, that is so, it can be so activating and it can be quite frightening. I also believe that what has made that quite frightening is because there hasn't been a way, a frame, a container, a process to answer that question of, I want to be authentic, but I don't really know what that is. And that's why I am so excited to bring vocal activation technique into a space like Revolution House, which is going to be a membership super accessible to everybody to access, because that is, I really feel like that's been the gap that's been missing between wanting to come into full expression and liberate ourselves, and then what is that process to embody that ourselves, and then being able to translate it through our marketing, through our expression, through how we live our life. All of that being said, I know that that feels like quite a stretch for people. And I wanted to share my personal testimony in a very detailed way and how marketing helped me change my whole life and heal one of the biggest hurdles that was coming up, not just in business, although that's how I encountered the healing for it, because it was very much getting in the way of me growing my business. But it's also gone on to change every other aspect of my life, my relationships, the way that I relate to myself and treat myself, the way that I can bring things into form and into reality, because our throat is also the center of manifestation. Let's go into the story time. So a little bit of context. This memory is from way back in my childhood. It was just so buried, and it only came through during a somatic process that I was doing with my mentor during our year-long somatic mentorship program. And that's also why I love somatic work so much, because what's able to come through and what's able to be processed is just like so powerful. And by the way, Stevie, my somatic mentor that I did that program with, did an episode on this podcast where we literally dissected the whole year of work together. I shared what was coming up for me, like literally what we were working on in session. And she would then offer how she held me through it, some coaching techniques that you can use, ways that you can work with clients for powerful transformation. And I still get DMs about that episode. It was so powerful, and it's kind of cool to see the client and the coach in the same conversation together sharing what they were experiencing. So definitely add that episode to your Play Next playlist. I don't even know if iTunes has that, but they should. I'm gonna take you back to the memory of what came through in this process. I was about 10 years old. We were on a family vacation in Dominican Republic, and we were staying in one of those like beach resorts type of things, those huge resorts that have like a bajillion restaurants and like, you know, five different pools and all of that. And we were at one of the resort restaurants, and it was kind of like buffet style. And I remember the memory that came through was me seeing the dessert table and seeing that they had like an ice cream section, and you can just like go up, get the scooper and scoop yourself an ice cream cone. So I had gotten up from the table and I was walking towards the ice cream, and I was sitting there. I grabbed the scooper. I had it in my right hand, and I was looking at the different flavors, trying to decide which ice cream I was going to get. And as I'm looking at the ice cream, all of a sudden I feel the scooper out of my hand. And I look up and I see about a middle-aged man just already over me, like towered over me with the scooper in his hand, scooping ice cream. I literally felt in my body what I had felt in that moment when I was 10 years old. And I remember thinking, am I really that invisible? I remember feeling such a feeling of insignificance, and feeling like even when I was physically somewhere, that didn't quite mean anything. Like people could just move right past me. And I remember also feeling so confused because that person wasn't even looking at me. He had just taken the scooper from my hand, was towering over me because he was obviously a lot taller, scooping himself ice cream, didn't give me a glance, didn't give me a word, didn't give me any sort of acknowledgement. And that was one of the moments that I decided in my little 10-year-old body, I decided that I really was invisible and that my presence didn't mean anything. It didn't even warrant respect. As I was feeling that during the somatic process, the pain that had come up in my body, I'm getting like chills right now as I talk about it, the pain that I felt, the just hopelessness, the sadness, the feeling of, wow, I really am invisible. That was one of the core moments that I decided that I really am not seen. And I lived the rest of my life, even though I consciously forgot about that memory, I realized that since then, and maybe even before, but that was just one of the biggest memories that came through that my body showed me as I was working with this core wound that I actually went into the year-long mentorship focusing on, was this living this life like I'm not seen and I need all of these achievements and I need everything outside of me to validate a reason for me to be seen. Because as I relived that memory, I realized, wow, yeah, because I believed that me just being wasn't enough to be seen, wasn't enough to be acknowledged. So I was constantly chasing down external things to feel like I had a reason to exist, like I had tangible things to ground me into the earth and to provide a reason for people to acknowledge me or see me. This memory was so buried that I almost didn't even believe that it really happened. It's almost like when you wake up from a dream and it's real, but it's also not, and you're kind of wondering, like, did I dream that? Did that really happen? Like, I just couldn't fathom that that really happened to me and that people actually would do that to a little girl. Like, I couldn't understand it. I texted my brother, my older brother, and I said, hey, I just had this memory. Like, did that really happen? And he texted me back and he said, yeah, that I remember that. I went up to the guy and I told him something. And when he said that, when he responded with that, I remembered, yeah, he did. He must have realized what was happening and gotten up and actually was telling the guy, like, hey, you know, go enjoy your ice cream, because I think in Spanish he told him, like, I hope you enjoy your ice cream, because, like, what the heck was that? Why did you just take that from her? And I don't remember the man even really giving him attention either. Like, he really didn't say anything. He didn't really care. I wanted to tie this back into the reason why marketing was so powerful for me. Because number one, marketing was the reason that I even started digging into healing this wound of wanting to feel seen. Because for the first time in my life, I really had to come to terms with, okay, I've invested so much money in learning the best marketing techniques and the messaging and the content and the putting yourself out there and the visibility and this and crafting the offers. And I had spent so much money and effort trying to find the things to do, and yet I still couldn't do it. And even when I did, the belief that kept playing in my mind day in and day out was, I'm not seen, I'm not seen, I'm not seen, I'm not seen. Nobody cares to see me. Nobody cares what I have to say. And I just felt invisible. And as I started experiencing that in my business, I realized that actually in my life, I was living through the lens of I'm not seen. Through my life, I was creating this reality where I'm not seen, so what I want doesn't really matter. I just have to do the things that are going to be worthwhile, the things that are going to actually allow me to be seen and to take up space in this world. I need to do the things that will please other people. Quite an existential wound I was finding. Like, it really did feel, even though consciously I know that that's not true, in my body it literally felt like I need to do all these things to be seen, because if not, I just don't exist. I just am not here. I won't have anything to define me. So marketing was one of the first channels that allowed me to see that this really needed to shift. And I finally had something, this body of work, this vision that was worth being uncomfortable for and worth doing the work to get to the bottom of this. I was tired of living through that lens. And number two, the reason that marketing really shifted this for me was because through the process of putting myself out there and really digging into what I wanted to say, what I wanted to offer the world, how I wanted to show up, it was bringing me sometimes further away from myself when I went down the rabbit hole of, okay, but what do other people want me to look like? And what do other people want me to say? And how do I check the boxes for everybody else to validate myself? But then marketing was also the first way that I came back to myself, because I said, well, what do I want? What do I want to say? How do I want to say it? Who really am I? Because now that I know the feeling of not staying true to myself and getting to the point where I just feel empty, what would it feel like to express myself in a way where it didn't even really matter who saw it, but I could walk away knowing that I actualized part of my potential, that I stayed in integrity with myself and I was acting in accordance with how I know I'm meant to lead, to express, to communicate. So in that same breath, marketing was also the thing that brought me back to myself. And somatic work was the vehicle that allowed me to get to this point where I really don't even worry about who's going to see what. I create for the sake of the work. I create for the sake of the mission. And it's just a completely different fuel that I operate from. It's operating from conviction rather than needing validation. It's a way of being able to really tap in and feel who I am, who I've always been, feeling the sufficiency and the fullness of that, and using that as an extension to fill the room or pour into other people from that groundedness of knowing who I am versus before, I was creating to get. I was creating to get validation, to get the likes. I needed the comments. I needed people to see me. I needed to get that. And when you're marketing to get and not to give, you're prisoner, you're victim to what people want to see from you. And that's where we lose our leadership. That's where we lose our voices. That's where we lose our expression. And nobody wins. So over the past year, as I've been feeling and then seeing in my results the difference of this, I started compiling the best parts of these different somatic exercises that were crucial to me getting to this point. I never thought I would live a life outside of that wound of I'm not seen and just feeling invisible. So I'm so grateful for that. But I started tying together that whole process. What were the real needle movers in allowing me to not just conceptualize authenticity and not just conceptualize my truth, but actually feel it, to come into contact with it, to have an experience. And that's what I learned through this work and through this journey of 2+ years, almost 3 years, is that authenticity is something we talk about so much online. And as an industry, we talk about using our voices and owning our voices and being authentic. But there hasn't really been a way for us to know what that is for each of us individually. And authenticity is actually not something that we can figure out. It's not cerebral. It's something experiential. We have to feel it. We have to see it. We have to experience it in order to really understand it. It's kind of like love. We can see love amongst other people. We can read about love in novels. We can hear about it in music. We can picture it in our minds of what love can look like and what maybe it can feel like. But until we feel it, until we have felt the love from, you know, whether it's looking at our pets and just feeling that deep love, or looking at our partners, or looking at friends or our newborn babies. I can't even imagine that love, by the way. Those of you that are moms or parents, I can't even imagine. But those moments where you feel it, you realize, wow, I thought I knew what it was, but I had no idea. And then you can't forget it. Once you feel it, you cannot forget it. It just stays with you, and it becomes part of how you live your life. It becomes just part of your DNA, because it's like in your body. So that's my main intention, is allowing every single entrepreneur, every single visionary, creative, movement leader to come into contact with their true authenticity, with their true voice, to experience it for themselves in a way that's unforgettable, in a way where authenticity doesn't become this thing that you turn on and off when the camera turns on, or this thing that you have to perform out or act out, but it's just the skin that you're in. It's just the way that you live your life, because you feel it, and everything you do, it's just an extension of that. The reason why that's important, especially when we think about being space holders or being these public facing visionaries, leaders, is because marketing is one of the only ways that we can get very much needed messages and very much needed ideas and concepts and healings out into the world at scale. We have platforms that reach hundreds of millions of people. And with that great power comes great responsibility. Shout out Spider-Man. And I take that very seriously. And that's really the pocket that I'm trying to focus on, is that marketing is not this thing to throw away. It's not this thing to ignore. It's not this thing to even roll our eyes at. It's a very serious thing that we also get to have fun with, that we also get to infuse our natural expression in order to grow something that is bigger than us, that gets to impact so many people on a daily basis. The beautiful thing about that is that the transformation starts within us first. because we have to go first, right? We have to feel that change within ourselves first, and then it can pour out into other people. I honestly am so grateful. I'm so grateful that I was led down this path, that I didn't turn my back on marketing, because it used to scare me. It used to frustrate me. It used to anger me. It used to spiral me into these crying fits because it was really touching on that core wound of mine that went so deep. But it was also intentional because it led me back to myself once I made that decision that this wasn't going to be my experience and this wasn't going to be the end of it. I had something bigger to look to. I had something bigger to focus on. And it was a question of, how do I partner with it in a different way? How can I change the way that I am approaching it? How can I change my relationship with myself and with others so that marketing can have a vastly different experience? If you are curious about this whole process, and if you are also wanting to make similar shifts where you want marketing to be this liberation tool for yourself, but also for others, you want your marketing to be this space where you can connect with so many people on a deeper level than just surface level regurgitated content. You want your marketing to be a safe space to create palpable change, even just from reading your posts. I will tell you that it has to start within. And because of that, I am going to be releasing a free 10-minute vocal activation technique warm-up. And what this is going to be your back pocket tool to be able to use the somatic practice to prime your voice, your body, your energy for powerful expression. So before you create, before you coach, before you speak, before even you have a hard conversation with a loved one, this can be your daily tap in to feel that difference of living life where you are in the experience of your full expression, your truth, your authenticity, and just seeing how different everybody responds to you, how different your creative output is, and experience the peace. It allows for so much more success and so many more opportunities to come your way, because we're not in this push and pull of, I want to be more visible, but I'm afraid of being seen, but I'm afraid of having more people around me, but I'm afraid of judgment, I'm afraid of criticism, right? That can create a lot of havoc in our nervous system and also in our results. It's like we're pushing this boulder up a hill and we're not seeing things come our way. This helps open yourself up to feel safe and to feel even excited and confident about doing those things that right now feel maybe a little out of reach or a little scary in putting yourself out there. So go ahead and join the Revolution House waitlist. The link is going to be in the description, because this free gift is coming out to the people on that waitlist. You don't have to commit to anything, but I did want to roll it out to Revolution House waitlist, because Revolution House is where we're really going to be doing vocal activation technique and marketing strategies and creative ways to market from the seat of experiencing your authenticity, finally feeling and understanding what that is and how to translate that through your content and through your messaging and through your marketing. So go ahead and join and keep an eye out, because this freebie is coming out very, very soon. I'm editing it, putting the final touches on it. And the beautiful thing is it's going to be audio only, so you can really take it with you anywhere that you are. Pop your headphones in, do this practice, and you get to go out and shine. So thank you all so much for sitting with me and receiving this very vulnerable share. And if you would like to chat further, if anything came up for you, then go ahead and DM me on Instagram at The Liberated Latina. I love talking with you guys, and I really just feel such a connection when we're able to share in this way here on the podcast and then able to have our own little chit chats over on Instagram. And I will see you all in the next episode. Amiga, real quick, did you find value in today's episode? If you did, take a screenshot right now, share it on your Instagram story with your biggest takeaways, and be sure to tag me at The Liberated Latina. This allows me to see what you are most enjoying about the show and it grows a community of liberated hermanas. Thank you so much for hanging out today. I hope you had as much fun as I did, and I'll catch you in the next one. Besitos.